We've got Charlie in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Charlie, what's going on?
Hi, George. I feel privileged saying happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Tom. And I had an odd dream that I've never forgot about. You know, how you forget your dreams. Well, this one I never forgot about. And if you would let me say one little tidbit about, of all things, Elvis Presley. I was sleeping one night about 3 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up. I'm in an old house. I look over in a window, and there's Elvis Presley in his white jumpsuit performing, the whole band. And I said, well, you know, I'm just seeing this. I went back to bed. But the odd thing, within 2 weeks, he was dead.
That is strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, you picked up on something there.
Yeah. Now, the dream was, I had a friend that was in a wheelchair from being shot. You know, he couldn't use his legs.
Hit him right in the spine, right around there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he died, had diabetes and everything, and he died. And then I had a dream about him where I walked into not a funeral home, but it was more or less like a theater with nobody in it. And he was laying on a gurney in a hospital gown, and he started bicycling his legs. You know, I said, that's cool. And he pointed up towards heaven and said, because of him, I can do this, and pointed back down to his legs. And I thought, well, that's cool. And then he had his left hand over his left eye, and he pulled it off, and he said, and I can see. And that was about the dream, about the end of the dream. So I talked to his sister the next day and told her the dream. And I said, by any chance, did he have anything wrong with his left eye? She said, well, yeah, when we were kids, he was about 7 years old, and he got hit in the eye with an arrow, and it more or less blinded his left eye. And I said, you're kidding. And basically, that was the dream. It kind of freaked me out.
It works, Charlie, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I never forgot it. You know, and I said, well, he's okay now, you know, and I just wanted to relay that to you one time. And luckily I got to do it on your birthday.
You got it. Thanks, Charlie.